This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Excalibur Classical Academy opens in Centennial this fall, with free tuition for its first families. Headmaster Priscilla Ron, newly retired after more than 3 decades in public education, says the Classical Christian School will give full scholarships to every family in its inaugural K-3 class, funded by retired aerospace entrepreneur Scott Anderson. Centennial, a new private school opening here this fall, will charge its first class of families nothing. Priscilla Ron, the headmaster of Excalibur Classical Academy, has returned to the Kim Monson Show to talk about the school, which will offer full tuition scholarships to every family in its inaugural class. Excalibur Classical Academy will open for the fall semester, serving kindergarten through third grade, then grow to kindergarten through eighth grade by adding one grade each year. The school describes itself as a classical Christian program built on 4 pillars, the classics, core values, mentorship, and the liberal arts, with the stated aim of empowering servant leaders through classical education. Ron said the school partners with parents in teaching a liberal arts curriculum. The scholarships are the announcement Ron most wanted parents to hear. She said the school is giving full scholarships to all of our inaugural families this fall, and described the family funding the school as so humble and so giving. She said the goal is to remove cost as a barrier for parents who want a private education for their children. That is taking away any reservation, I hope, for parents to say, "I'd love to put my kids in a private school, but I can't afford it." Well, we've taken that hurdle away, she said. Ron comes to the new school after a long career in public education. She told Monson she had officially retired the Friday before the broadcast, ending what she described as 32 years in public schools, most recently as a band and orchestra teacher in Denver Public Schools. She is also a familiar name in Colorado Republican politics. Ron served as vice chair of the Colorado Republican Party before resigning in June 2023 to run for Douglas County Commissioner, has sat on the Douglas County Planning Commission since 2021, and was elected its chair in 2023, and previously ran for the University of Colorado Board of Regents, according to Colorado Politics. The scholarships are funded by Scott Anderson, a retired aerospace entrepreneur who chairs the school's board of directors. Anderson was a co-founder of Seeker Engineering, a Centennial space electronics manufacturer that had 540 employees when Raytheon acquired it in 2021, according to Business Den. On the show, Ron described the family's business as one that built satellite and camera technology for space, and said the Andersons are investing in lives and pouring everything out to save the next generation. Business Den reported that Anderson, 67, bought a vacant office building at 7241 South Fulton Street in Centennial earlier this year for $3.6 million to house the school. The school is non-denominational, the outlet reported, and emphasizes that the United States was founded on Christian principles and begins each day with a prayer. Its curriculum draws on the model of John Adams Academy, a California classical school, under a licensed program called the American Classical Lyceum. Ron said she is holding information sessions through the month of June, both over Zoom and in person, and that parents can sign up at the school's website, excaliburclassicalacademy.org. The in-person sessions are held at Moore Coffee House in Greenwood Village. Beyond the fully funded first year, Ron said the school has plans to help cover tuition going forward. Business Den reported that tuition is set to start at $9,500 and rise to $15,000 by the third year, with Anderson planning to seek donors and pointing to a new federal tax credit created under the One Big Beautiful Bill that lets individuals claim up to $1,700 a year for contributions supporting K-12 private school scholarships. And now, Kim's perspective. It is encouraging to see Coloradans step forward and build something for the next generation, rather than wait for permission to fix what is broken. Excalibur Classical Academy exists because a family that built a successful business decided to pour its resources into children, and because a teacher with decades in the classroom was willing to start over to do the work she believes in. Parents have told me for years that they want a strong education grounded in the principles of our founding, and that cost too often stands in the way. This school has removed that hurdle for its first families, and it is the kind of local, voluntary effort that actually changes lives. If you know a family that could benefit, tell them to take a look. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.